Greetings to you, our listeners. We are broadcasting from our home station, WSOK, 1230 in the historical city, Savannah, Georgia. To our listeners in the Lowcountry, our Macon, Georgia listeners, and our internet listeners, we want you to know that you can join us on the World Wide Web at 1230WSOK.com. And we have a treat for you. We are on iHeartRadio. We are on iHeartRadio.com every Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. So you that's in Macon and surrounding areas, the Lowcountry, you can, if you miss us, you can catch us on Saturday mornings on iHeartRadio.com. And you can get that on your iPads or your smartphones. And not only do we have our Hope for Today banquet in June every year, we now have a sister-to-sister women's ministry. And that's held on the third Saturday in each month. So come on down, come on out, and join us. Macon, Georgia, you're welcome to come on down. Take a stroll down to Savannah one Saturday morning and be a participant with our sister-to-sister women ministry. Don't forget to visit us on our website. Our website is www.hopefortodayministry.org. Now, if you miss a broadcast session, you can always go on the internet on hopefortodayministry.org, and you will hear the message that you missed on Saturday or either on Sunday. Now, let us go now to the Word of God. And before we go to the Word of God, we just will have a short prayer, and we thank God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we bless you now. Father, we tell you thank you just for how good you've been. We tell you thank you for how you woke us up this morning, started us on another day's journey. And for this, we give you glory. Now, God, I ask that you touch the hearts and the minds of the listeners on today. Father, that you move for them in a special way. And we give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Follow me to the book of Isaiah. We're going to Isaiah, the 38th chapter. And we're going to talk about Hezekiah. But the topic I want to leave with you today is prayer will move the hand of God. Prayer will move the hand of God. Isaiah 38, 1 through 9, and it reads, "In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death, and Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, came unto him and said unto him, Thus said the Lord, Set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then Hezekiah turned his face towards the wall and prayed unto the Lord and said, Remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. Then came the word of the Lord to Isaiah, saying, Go and say to Hezekiah, Thus said the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will add unto thy days 15 years, and I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria. And I will defend this city, and this shall be a sign unto thee from the Lord, that the Lord will do this thing that he has spoken. Eighth verse says, Behold, I will bring again the shadow of the degrees, which is gone down in the sundial of Azar, 10 degrees backwards, and the sun returned 10 degrees, by which degrees it was gone down. The writing of Hezekiah, king of Judah, when he had been sick, and was recovered of his sickness. The topic again is prayer will move the hand of God. We see here where this chapter talks about Hezekiah's sickness. And Hezekiah was sick unto death. So God used Isaiah the prophet, sent him to Hezekiah's house, told Hezekiah, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. He didn't say thou might die. He said thou shalt die and not live. Then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed unto the Lord. Prayer will move the hand of God. When Hezekiah prayed, what he did, he said to God, remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. So Hezekiah went to God and laid on his face, and he began to say, God, he turned himself to the wall, and he cried out to God, crying with tears falling down. God, and let me paraphrase it, I hear what you said. You said I'm going to die and I'm not going to live. But God, I want you to remember that I did the right thing. I walked up right before you. Hezekiah brought back to God what he had done. He said, I walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and I done that which is good in thy sight. And as Hezekiah cried unto the Lord, and he began to bring to God, you know, remembrance. God, now, you don't forget, but he brought it up. And this was his defense. Thank you, Holy Ghost. This was his defense. He said, God, I walked upright. I done everything you told me to do. I did what you wanted me to do. My heart was pure. Now, God, that you sent this word that I'm going to die and not live. So Hezekiah began to pray and cry out to God. So God sent Isaiah back to him and told him to go back and tell him he had extended his life by 15 more years. I tell you today, prayer will move the hand of God. There may be some impossible situations in your life. There may be some doctor reports that have come to you that have shaken the very foundation of your soul. But I want you to know you got to do like Hezekiah. You got to turn your face to the wall. There may be some situations in your life that just look impossible. Family situations that look impossible. Son in jail, and it looks like he ain't gonna ever get out. Daughter on the street corner, don't look like she's gonna ever come off the street corner. But I want you to know today, you can pray. You can seek God's face, and God will turn it around just for you. He did it for Hezekiah. He did it for Hezekiah because Hezekiah had something to give God back. He gave God his life. Your life living makes a difference. Your life living. If you live upright before God, if you walk before God in all purity, and when tragedy hits you, you can say, God, I walked upright. I did the best that I could. And that will move the hand of God. When you sincerely come before God, when you sincerely get before God and say, God, I know if you don't do this, it won't get done. It's an impossible situation. And I know that if you don't move for me, then it won't get done. And many of us we've all been there. We've been in different situations. It may not have been a prophecy coming saying, set your house in order. But there have been some things that hit our lives. There have been some doctor reports that hit your life, that hit my life, There's been some family situations that turned the family upside down, and you just didn't know what to do, so your back was against the wall. So when your back get against the wall, do what Hezekiah did. While your back is against the wall, turn your face to the wall. When you turn your face to the wall in prayer and supplication, God will move. God will hear. So he heard before Isaiah could get out of the palace, out of through the courtyard. God sent him right back there. Go back there and tell Hezekiah, I heard his prayer. Tell Hezekiah that now I'm going to add 15 more years to his life. Because God heard the prayers of a righteous heart. And if you're righteous in your heart, if you're living before God all you know how to live, and when something comes upon your life, there is no other way to go but to God. I guarantee you the doctor can say that you won't make it, but prayer will change the report. The doctor can say that we're going to take them to hospice, but prayer will change that report. Your children may seem like nothing's ever going to break for them. Somebody may be in jail because they didn't do what they were said that they'd done. They may seem like it was a setup. And I hear this somewhere in my spirit. Somebody's child is in jail because they were set up. But I hear God, if you pray, God will turn the hand of that situation. He will turn it around. So this message today is to you. Prayer will move the hand of God. Prayer will move. God hear our cries. He sees and he cares about us. So when we go through situations that there is just no hope, it's impossible. If there's a situation in your life where you are saying, God, if you don't move, it won't get done. I want you to know sincere prayer, righteous prayer. The Bible says that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. So I say to you today, the prayers of the righteous prevaileth much. If you would seek God with your whole heart and turn from your wicked ways, if there's any sin in your life, get repentance for it and close that door where the sin keeps coming in and out. Then you can really cry out to God. And when you cry out to God, God will move. Because the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Hezekiah found that out. I can't imagine his world was turned upside down when he got that message from the prophet Isaiah. And the Bible says about Isaiah that when he spoke a word, it surely came to pass because he was a true prophet of God. But even when there's a true prophecy gone forth over your life, and if it's a bad report, you can still reverse the decision. You reverse that decision by prayer. As you pray, as you cry out to God, God will turn it around because God has mercy upon his children. The doctor can give you the worst report in the world. He can say you got 3 days to live, but the God we serve, he has a last say. God has a last say. He has a final word. He is a final authority in every situation. He's a final authority in your situation because prayer changes things. And we say that so many times. Sometimes we just get accustomed to hearing prayer changes things. But I guess if I were to tell you this again, Hezekiah knew that. He knew prayer changes things. And you know prayer changes things because it changed some things in your life. Prayer will move the hand of God. Don't forget to come out this week to 4712 Bull Street, where the Dr. Apostle Idea Achiever is our overseer. Bishop James Wright is our pastor. We're in our 43rd General Convention. Come on out and let God bless you real good. Till the next time, remember, there's hope for today.